seeking the Lord's help and your prayerful attention, I direct you to Luke's Gospel, chapter 1 and verse 32. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 1 and verse 32. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 1 and verse 32. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. It's really upon the first clause that has helped we want to base our remarks this morning. He shall be great. This was a blessed message that the angel Gabriel gave to Mary, that she should bring forth the precious Son of God, the dear Lord Jesus. And he declares to her what this precious babe would be. And the first thing that he declared was in our text, he shall be great. What a sacred and profound word that is, but a word that is made precious to every one of the Lord's dear children. What a mercy it is in this dark and solemn day in which we live, we still have a great Saviour. One who has the same power today as what he did when this word was spoken by the angel. He shall be great. Now, who is it that needs a great Saviour? Well, to put it simply, it's great sinners. The more we know and are taught by the Holy Spirit that we are great sinners, we shall need this great Saviour. Did not the Apostle Paul say that this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners, of whom I am chief? He knew what it was to feel to be the chiefest of sinners. But he knew what it was to have a great Saviour that could save him from all those sins. And there may be those of you this morning, and in one's own heart too, that feel the need of that precious blood that he was to shed at Calvary to be applied to our souls. As I mention in prayer, that sacred word where we read in the Epistle of John, but the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. He shall be great in atoning for sin. No other could do this. but the precious Son of God, and how he was pleased to shed that precious blood, and think of it, and I speak it with reverence, how willing he was to die, that we, poor sinners, might live. And how willing he was to come into this earth to suffer, to bleed, to die. He said, did he not, here am I, send me. No other was great enough to redeem sinners from all their sin. We know all are sinners in God's sight, but it is those that are truly taught by the Holy Spirit to feel the greatness of their sinnership that need this great Saviour. Well, much further could be said on that point. May the Lord favour us as we come to the close of this year to know, as my own flock may often know I mention it, our pardon signed and our peace procured. But then he shall be great as a blessed mediator and intercessor for sinners. The Apostle Paul in the Hebrews spoke very beautifully, didn't he, of our great high priest. And what a mercy it is today, with your poor prayers and my poor prayers, we have a great high priest in heaven, one that intercedes. And that is to say, he stands between a poor, black, vile sinner and a holy God and pleads on their behalf. A great high priest. Oh, it's quite sweet to me this morning thinking of this word. What a mercy it is today we have that great high priest to plead on our behalf. There's none other that can do this. Only this great, blessed Saviour. He shall be great. And you know those prayers that may be spoken and uttered in much weakness. Sometimes the groans, cannot even say a word. Sometimes those inmost sighs are all known to the Lord. And this great Redeemer, this great Saviour intercedes for his dear people, pleads on their behalf. And oh, may we know more and more of that blessed intercession and mediation, the mediator, Christ Jesus. But then, he shall be great in delivering his dear people. Oh, he will. Now, there are those of you this morning that need deliverance. You look through the Holy Scriptures from Genesis to Revelations, and you'll find some great deliverances given to God's dear people right through the ages. And do we not need a great deliverer today? To deliver us from sin, to deliver us from trouble. Some of you may have got various troubles today. They may be in your heart. They may be in your body. They may be in your circumstances. They may be in the family. They may be in the church of God. And oh, you look how the children of Israel at the Red Sea were delivered by a great deliverer, the Lord himself. And they were to stand still and to see the salvation of the Lord by this great deliverer. And then you think of dear Jacob when he was faced with Esau's 400 men against him. And maybe those of you surrounded by enemies within, in our own hearts, around us. But oh, here is one that was to be a great deliverer. He shall be great. And that deliverance that he gives you will be a great deliverance, a deliverance that no man can deliver you from. And no man could deliver the children of Israel at the Red Sea, but the Lord did. You see, everything is in his hand. The hymn writer said, all events at his command. And then he's a great deliverer, like he was to Jacob, delivering him from Esau. And oh, look at the great deliverance he gave dear old Jacob in his soul, delivering him from all the trouble there was within him and in his family and in all that concerned him. And as you come toward the close of this year, do you long for a great deliverance? And then think of Daniel in the lion's den, how great that deliverance was, wasn't it? And then think of the Hebrew children in the fiery furnace. He shall be great. And what do we find the king saying as he looked at those in that fiery furnace? Were there not three cast into the fire? Behold, there is four, one like unto the Son of Man. You see, the Lord was there in that fire to deliver them. And then we think of the great deliverance of dear Job, both in his soul, in his circumstances, and from the power of Satan. And you look how the Lord delivered dear Job. He shall be great in deliverance. Now, I don't know what deliverance you may need today, but poor soul, may this word be of sweet comfort to you. He shall be great. The Holy Spirit didn't say he may be great. He says here, the angel Gabriel to Mary, he shall be great. There's a wonderful certainty here. The old preachers used to speak of eternal certainties. Now here is something that's absolutely certain. And every one of the Lord's dear children will prove it. He shall be great. And the sinner will esteem his greatness. And know and feel his greatness. Because they have great things for the Lord to do for them. And then he shall be great in healing his dear people. We think of that beautiful word that really the last promise in the Old Testament concerning the coming of the Lord Jesus. And you know, I often think of it on a beautiful Sabbath morn, like we're favoured with today, when the sun shines. And you know, the day of Malachi was a dark day. And really, you think of it today, and the day in which we live is a very dark day. Look at the troubles there are in the earth. The oppression of God's people. We need a great deliverer today, don't we? But oh, think of that beautiful promise to close the Old Testament with. But unto you that fear my name, the Lord speaking, shall the Son of Righteousness arise. With healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. And oh, you think of the greatness of the power of the Son to die. And through the year, the sun does wondrous things, you know, in the earth. It can change all the scene of everything in a moment as soon as the sun rises. But oh, think of that healing. And you look at those that were healed by the Saviour while he walked this earth. The blind men. How great was their need that their eyes might be open. May the Lord grant to us the eye of faith and grant to us each that eye of faith. So often, you know, we're plagued with unbelief. We need deliverance from it, don't we? But the Lord alone, as the great deliverer, will heal his dear people. And you look how he healed the dear woman with the issue of blood. No earthly physician could heal her. We think of that beautiful word in the book of Exodus, where the Lord said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. And you look how he spoke the word, and immediately healing was given, restoring mercies. And some have great afflictions today, don't they? But those afflictions are not too great for the Lord, are they? They're too great for man, they're too great for the surgeons and physicians of this earth. The dear woman with the issue of blood proved it. No man could heal her. Her affliction was so great. But you know the Saviour did, didn't he? He shall be great. And you look how he manifested his greatness to that dear woman and so many others. Where we read, speak the word and my servant shall be healed. And immediately was healed from that very moment. Such is the power, you see, of the Saviour. He shall be great. But then we've got the great day of death before us each, haven't we? The hymn writer said, how shall I stand in that great day? Well, may we not be left to stand alone, but oh, to be found in Christ. You see, what a great blessing it'll be to your soul and to mine, won't it, to be found in him when we come to die. You know, when the great flood came, there was only one place of safety, wasn't it? It was no use them going to the top of the mountains, clinging to the trees or whatever they may have done to avoid that great flood. There will be many that will be clinging to things of this earth clinging to natural religion when they come to die. But it will all prove useless unless we have this great Saviour. And think of the Noah, when that great flood came, there was only one place of safety to be found in the ark. And what a beautiful type of the Lord Jesus that was, because in that ark was complete safety. We sing in one of the hymns, don't we? All my safety is in thee. Where are you today and where am I? None of us know whether we shall ever live to see another Christmas morning. But oh, what a mercy if we have this great Saviour and are found safe in Him. The hymn writer said, once in Him forever. Thus the eternal covenant stands. And if we are found in Him like Noah was in that ark, you know, not all the raging of the water could touch him, could he? Why, the Lord had shut him in. And only this great Saviour will be your place of safety and mine when we come to die. There's no other place. He shall be great. Well, may this word, and I shall have to leave it because of time, but I've only just hinted at a few things, but may this word sweetly be applied to us through this sacred season of the year, and as we come to the close of it, may the Holy Spirit keep that before us. He shall be great, working for you, working in you, providing for you. You look how He provided for the children of Israel all the way through the wilderness. He didn't leave them to perish and die, did He? Supplied their every need. I think it was Dr. Hawker said, you know, there's a wonderful fullness in glory that will never run dry. To supply the need of every one of God's dear children. They can draw from it, you see. What does the hymn writer say in that beautiful hymn? My every need He richly will supply, nor will His mercy ever let me die. Oh, to draw from this greatness there is in Christ. And He goes further, doesn't He? And He said, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto Him the throne of His father David. And then listen, and He shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. I had hoped to just hint at that, but just let me say this. This house of Jacob is all God's elect children, chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world, and He shall reign over them. And not only shall He reign over them, but He shall reign in them. Oh, that the Lord, as we go into this new year, if we're spared, Him reigning and ruling in us, controlling our hearts, our thoughts, our actions, our steps. And He shall reign over the house of Jacob to protect them, to preserve them, to keep them. And of His kingdom there shall be no end. And that's a wonderful thing in two ways. First of all, He will reign in His dear people. His kingdom will reign in them forever. It's a wonderful thing. Their souls, you see, will be taken home to glory, to live with Him forever. And two, He will reign over His dear people all the time this world lasts, until the last elect vessel of mercy is gathered home to glory. Well, I've only hinted at a few things. May the Holy Spirit whisper this precious word to us. He shall be great. And if the Lord grant you that, you have everything at this sacred season of the year, and you're about to draw from that greatness and glory there is in him, and beauty and suitability, and too into the coming year. Well, may the Lord bless the word and forgive anything amiss.